The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Salmon of Blackhawk. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Cullen Ingalls from Randalia, my guest.
Our praise and prayer this morning is from the Psalms. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. God be gracious to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known on the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Let all the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou wilt judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. The earth has yielded its produce. God our God blesses us. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear him. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pay Jesus
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry about that. The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2502 by Bennett, a bill for an act relating to the operation of third-party food delivery platforms during the public health emergency and including applicability provisions.
The first reading of the bill, it is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce. The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James, for Black History Month presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, friends and neighbors of the House. I am sharing a story of someone who was born and raised in Dubuque, but this person has been near and dear to many Dubuquers' hearts over the last year, and you'll learn about why here in a moment. So, Captain Robert L. Martin was born and raised in Dubuque in 1919. A graduate of one of our local high schools, later enrolled at Iowa State University. I see some colors being worn with pride this morning, where he graduated with an electrical engineering degree and a pilot's license. Impressive accomplishments in his younger years, but it didn't stop there. Captain Martin wanted to share these skills that he had acquired and his talents, and he wanted to use those skills and talents to serve his country. He was accepted into the U.S. Army Air Corps and later transferred to the Tuskegee Airmen Army Airfield in Alabama, where he became one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, a black segregated aviator group. Now, prior to World War II, black Americans were denied the opportunity to serve as military aviators. It took two decades of advocacy leading up to World War II by civil rights leaders to change this reality for our black Americans who wanted to serve. In 1939, Congress passed an appropriation bill that funded flight schools willing to train black Americans. Now, through these efforts and through these funds, the Tuskegee Airmen Group was formed. And who would join but our very own Dubuquer, Captain Robert L. Martin. At 23, Captain Martin would graduate from the Tuskegee Army Airfield, 66th Flying Training Detachment, would receive his wings, and be commissioned as a second lieutenant. During his career, he received a multitude of awards, including the Distinguished Flying Cross, Purple Heart, the Air Medal with six oak leaf clusters, and as a member of the Tuskegee Airmen Group, Mr. Martin was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor. Now, this past year, a woman from Dubuque, Donnell Gordon, alongside our chapter of the Dubuque NAACP, proposed renaming the Dubuque Regional Airport Terminal Building after Captain Robert L. Martin. And because of the groundswell of enthusiasm within our community, the proposal was accepted unanimously. And now, as people fly in and out of Dubuque, Captain Martin is rightfully remembered as a true American hero. Captain Martin fought for our country, but he also fought to make our country more equitable, diverse, and inclusive. Not only do we stand on the shoulders of Captain Robert L. Martin today, but because of him, we fly too. Thank you.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, am I in order for an introduction?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. I am happy to, and pleased to introduce a young lady that is here today to shadow me from the youth Iowa Youth Congress. Her name is Gemma Bullock. She is a junior at Ankeny High School, and she is on the Hill on the very right time because she's looking at colleges. One of them's out of state, and one of them's Iowa State. She's looking to be an architect, so we're gonna try to get her hooked up with Iowa State today. But everybody, please give a very warm welcome to Gemma Bullock.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair, Representative Sorensen.
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, tomorrow is Iowa Cattlemen's Day on the Hill, and I'm warning you of this because don't get breakfast before you come in because beef is what's for breakfast. There will be brisket breakfast burritos served at 8 a.m. by the Iowa Cattlemen, so come down and enjoy. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery. For what purpose does the gentleman seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction, Mr. Speaker?
You are.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. It is my pleasure to introduce Olivia Duffy. She is a senior at Woodbury Central in Mobile, and she is a member of the Youth Congress. And they bring ideas and position statements to the attention of legislators as seen through the eyes of our youth. Let's give a warm house welcome to Olivia, please.
Chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Brown Powers. For what purposes do you seek the floor?
Thank you. Am I in order for an introduction as well?
You are.
Thank you very much. I also have a student here with the Iowa Youth Council, Kayla Von Hayden, and she is a freshman, actually. And we actually drafted her bill that she came down and visited with us with. And she is taking college courses already at her freshman year. She had to get special permission to do so and will be taking college courses. So I think she'll graduate from high school and college at the same time. So please welcome her to the House.
Chair recognizes a lady from Scott, Representative Kurth. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction?
You are.
I'd like to introduce to you Haley Reed, who drove all the way down here from Marshalltown this morning on the slippery roads to join with us. She's a senior at Marshalltown High School and is also a member of the Youth Congress. And I'm very pleased to have her following me today, and I hope that you'll give her a warm house welcome.
I would like to take a moment for an introduction as well. Last year, I was able to introduce my wife, Tammy, and daughter, Cameron. But Cullen is here today with us. And if you get a chance to visit with them, be prepared to tell him all about your family and more specifically your pets. So please welcome Cullen. Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will caucus at 11:30 a.m. in room 305. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 11:30 in the Supreme Court chamber. And if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until 11:30.
Is there any further business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is recessed.